Good afternoon. This is Akashvani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the Midday News. The headlines. RBI keeps repo rate unchanged at 6.5%, commits to remain focused on withdrawal of accommodation to tame inflation and support growth. Government forms inter-ministerial central team to assess damages caused in Sikkim due to flash floods, approves release of disaster assistance of around 45 crore rupees to flood-affected state. 7 killed after a major fire breaks out at a 7-storey residential building in Mumbai. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal says growing partnership between India and the UAE offer tremendous opportunities for businesses on both sides. And at the Hangzhou Asian Games in China, India bagged bronze medals in archery, badminton and sepak takraw on day 13. Country's overall medals tally reaches 89. And now the news in detail. The Reserve Bank of India Governor Shaktikant Das-led Monetary Policy Committee, MPC, has decided unanimously to keep the policy repo rate unchanged at 6.5%. This is the fourth time in a row that the MPC has decided to maintain the status quo on the repo rate. The repo rate is the interest rate at which the RBI lends money to the commercial banks. The decision was taken during the three-day MPC meeting of the RBI, which began on Wednesday. Announcing the bi-monthly monetary policy today, the RBI governor said the decision was taken after a detailed assessment of the evolving macroeconomic and financial developments and the outlook. He said the RBI will remain focused on withdrawal of accommodation to tame inflation and support growth.
It decided unanimously to keep the policy repo rate unchanged at 6.5%. Consequently, the standing deposit facility rate remains at 6.25% and the marginal standing facility, that is MSF rate and bank rate, at 6.7%. The MPC also decided by a majority of 5 out of 6 members to remain focused on withdrawal of accommodation to ensure that inflation progressively aligns to the target while supporting growth.
Mr. Das said the RBI may consider open market operation sales of government securities to manage liquidity consistent with the stance of monetary policy. He said operations will depend on the prevailing liquidity conditions. The RBI governor said the central bank has also retained the real gross domestic product or GDP forecast for financial year 2023-24 at 6.5%.
Headwinds from geopolitical tensions and geoeconomic fragmentation, volatility in global financial markets, global economic slowdown and uneven monsoon, however, pose risks to the outlook. Taking all these factors into consideration, real GDP growth for the current financial year, that is 2023-24, is projected at 6.5%.
Similarly, the Consumer Price Index-based inflation for financial year 2023-24 is projected at 5.4%.
As evident from our survey, there is further progress in anchoring of inflation expectations, which entered single-digit zone for the first time since COVID-19 pandemic, and the numbers are given in the footnote. While near-term inflation is expected to soften on the back of vegetable price correction, especially in tomatoes, and the reduction in LPG prices.
The RBI said the headline inflation surged in July, driven by tomato and other vegetable prices. The statement added that it corrected partly in August and is expected to see further easing in September on the back of moderation in these prices. It further added that a silver lining amidst all these is declining core inflation, that is CPI, excluding food and fuel. The RBI said that the MPC remains highly alert and prepared to undertake timely policy measures as may be necessary in order to align inflation to the target and anchor inflation expectations. The government has also constituted an inter-ministerial central team to make an assessment of damages caused due to flash floods. The Union Home Ministry said the team will visit the affected areas of the state, Sikkim, shortly, and based on its assessment, further additional central assistance to Sikkim will be approved. The situation in Sikkim is being closely monitored by the central government at the highest level around the clock. The centre also approved the release of around 45 crore rupees disaster assistance to the flood-affected Sikkim. The amount is the central share from the State Disaster Response Fund to the state for the year 2023-24. The move is aimed at helping the state in providing relief measures to the affected people. The centre said it is also providing full support to the Sikkim government by mobilising timely logistical assistance to deal with the situation effectively. They include the deployment of adequate teams of National Disaster Response Force, Indian Air Force helicopters and Army personnel, along with necessary search and rescue equipments. Cloudburst and flash floods in Sikkim on Wednesday led to a sudden surge in flows in the Teesta River, which washed away several bridges, parts of NH-10, the Chungthang Dam, and impacted several towns and infrastructure projects in the state. The devastating flash flood also claimed 19 lives. The State Disaster Management Department said 103 people, including Army personnel, are missing. Additional resources in terms of teams of Tiranga Mountain Rescue, tracker dogs, special radars have been brought in to assist in the search operations for the missing Army personnel. The Army is providing assistance in terms of food, medical aid, and extending communication facility to civilians and tourists stranded in North Sikkim. In Assam, massive waterlogging due to incessant rainfall has thrown life out of gear at many areas in Guwahati city. Heavy rainfall in the past couple of days caused massive problems for the city dwellers. Several areas of Guwahati, including Anil Nagar, Nabin Nagar, Zoo Road, are witnessing flood-like situation. Vehicular movement is disrupted in Guwahati city due to waterlogging. In Mumbai, 7 persons, including 2 minors, lost their lives after a major fire broke out at a 7-storey residential building in the Mumbai suburb of Goregaon in the early hours today. Our correspondent has the details.
51 people were rescued by the fire brigade from the building. 40 persons among them are admitted in hospitals, including 5 who are reported to be critical. Maharashtra Chief Minister Eknath Shinde has expressed condolences over the unfortunate incident. Eknath Shinde has announced an aid of rupees 5 lakhs each to the families of those who have lost their lives. He added that the state government will bear the expense of the treatment of the injured. As per officials, the fire broke out in one of the vehicles that had been parked in the state parking area of the building and later spread to other parts of the building. Prarthana, Akashvani News, Mumbai.
The Prime Minister has expressed grief over the incident. He announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees from Prime Minister's National Relief Fund to the next of kin of each deceased. The injured would be given 50,000 rupees. The Election Commission is holding a meeting with its observers in New Delhi. It is believed that the meeting will focus on finalizing strategy to ensure smooth conduct of assembly polls in Rajasthan, Madhya Pradesh, Chhattisgarh, Telangana and Mizoram. Recently, the poll body took stock of the poll preparedness in these election-bound states. The Commission is likely to announce elections in the 5 states in the next few days. Arunachal Pradesh State Election Commission today announced the pie polls to 54 Gram Panchayat and 2 Zilla Parishad constituencies spread over 23 districts in the state. The date of issue of notification will be 9th of October. The last date of filing nomination will be 16th of October. Last date of withdrawal of nomination will be 21st October. The date of poll is 6th of November and the date of counting will be 8th of the next month. State Election Commissioner Rinchin Tashi, in a press briefing in Itanagar today, informed that the model code of conduct has come into force with the announcement of the by-elections in the jurisdiction of the respective Zilla Parishad and Gram Panchayat constituencies. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at EIR News Alert. Union Minister of Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal has said that the rising economic growth of India and the UAE and the strengthening partnership between the two countries offer opportunities for businesses on both sides to tap into for faster growth. Addressing the meeting of top business leaders from India and the UAE hosted by Abu Dhabi Chamber, he said that the crucial areas of collaboration between India and the UAE range from food security, education, energy security, climate change mitigation to space technologies. He added that the promotion of each other's cultures and initiatives like the Startup 20, B20, the UAE India Business Council and Bharat Bazaar will play important roles between the two nations. The 9th G20 Parliamentary Speakers Summit, B20, will be held in New Delhi from 13th to 14th of this month. Within the G20 Parliament 20 is an engagement group headed by the speakers of the G20 countries, and it aims at bringing a parliamentary dimension to global governance. The main theme of the B20 is Parliament for One Earth, One Family, One Future. Briefing the media in New Delhi today about the summit, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla said 25 speakers, 10 deputy speakers, along with 50 members of parliament, among others, will participate in this global event.
G20 देशों की संसदों का एक सम्मेलन 12, 13, 14 अक्टूबर को नवनिर्मित में इंडिया इंटरनेशनल कन्वेंशन एंड एक्सपो सेंटर यशोभूमि द्वारका में आयोजित करने का निर्णय हुआ है। इस सम्मेलन में G20 देशों की संसदें और उसके आमंत्रित देशों की संसदें और उसके अलावा अफ्रीकन पैन इंडिया की संसद के वर्तमान पीठासीन अधिकारी इस सम्मेलन में आएंगे। ये सम्मेलन में करीबन 25 पीठासीन अधिकारी, 10 वाइस प्रेसिडेंट और 50 से ज्यादा सांसद इस G20 सम्मेलन में आएंगे।
World Cerebral Palsy Day is being observed today. This day serves as a platform to raise awareness about cerebral palsy, support those living with the condition, and advocate for greater inclusion and understanding. Cerebral palsy is a group of disorders that affect a person's ability to move and maintain balance and posture. The theme for this year's World Cerebral Palsy Day is Together Stronger. Talking to Akashwani News, Professor Shefali Gulati, Department of Pediatrics at the All India Institute of Medical Sciences, New Delhi, elaborated on cerebral palsy along with the symptoms, treatment and methods to cope with the challenges faced by those having cerebral palsy.
Today on the World Cerebral Palsy Day, the theme is Together Stronger. Everybody, the patients, the professionals, all other citizens of the society, they all have to get together and help these children live their meaningful life. And we have the color of this day is green, which reflects youthfulness, new growth as a hope and advancements in treatment and acceptance.
On to sports now. At the Asian Games in China, India on day 13 bagged 3 bronze medals in archery, badminton and sepak takraw at Hangzhou today. With this, India has so far amassed a total of 89 medals, including 21 gold, 32 silver and 36 bronze. India is currently at the 4th place in the medal standings. This is India's best ever performance at the Asian Games. In archery, India won bronze medal in women's recurve team event. The trio of Ankita Bhakat, Bhajan Kaur and Simranjeet Kaur defeated Vietnam 6-2 in the bronze medal match. In badminton, H.S. Pranoy settled for a bronze medal after losing to China's Li Shi Feng in the semi-final. Indian pair of Chirag Shetty and Satwik Sairaj Ranki Reddy will be in action in the men's double semi-finals this evening. In sepak takraw, the Indian women's team clinched its first ever bronze after losing against Thailand in the regular semi-final. In men's cricket, India stormed into final after thrashing Bangladesh by 9 wickets. In women's kabaddi, India entered the final with comprehensive win over Nepal. Indian men's kabaddi team also entered the final after thrashing Pakistan in semi-final. In hockey, the Indian men's team will take on Japan in the gold medal match in the evening. In cricket, Pakistan were 15 for no loss in 3 overs against the Netherlands in their opening match of Men's ODI World Cup in Hyderabad. Earlier, the Netherlands won the toss and opted to bowl. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. RBI keeps repo rate unchanged at 6.5%, commits to remain focused on withdrawal of accommodation to tame inflation and support growth. Government forms interministerial central team to assess damages caused in Sikkim due to flash floods. 7 killed after a major fire breaks out at a 7-storey residential building in Mumbai. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal says growing partnership between India and UAE offer tremendous opportunities for businesses on both sides. At the Hangzhou Asian Games in China, India bagged bronze medals in archery, badminton and sepak takraw on day 13. Country's overall medals tally reaches 89. And with that, we end the midday news.